Hey, what's up, everybody? Welcome back to Negro Please Radio. I'm your host, Chris Allen. How you doing? Glad to be back. I've been busy, people. I've been shucking. I've been jiving. I've been driving. I've been back and forth here and there. I've been everywhere. I'm spotting dimes. I don't know what's going on, but I'm back, people. Been a crazy 2 weeks. As you guys already know, our son was in New York with my parents all summer. We just got him back last week, and this has been hectic trying to get him, you know, acclimated to schedules and in daycare and used to being home and all that kind of stuff. It's just been crazy shows. The kid is back. It's been a lot going on, so I apologize. And I tell myself, you know, if Bill Burr, one of the biggest, busiest, bestest comics in the country and the world for that matter, if he has time to do his podcast, I should be able to do my goddamn podcast. Okay? But I was like, you know what? Bill Burr, he's a millionaire comic with thousands of listeners. But then I'm like, wait a minute, man. I'm a billionaire comic, and I have millions of listeners. So that's why I can't get mine done. So Bill Burr, you just keep plugging away with your podcast. Maybe you'll reach my number someday, but hey, it's tough, man. Just be consistent. That's the only advice I can give you. Just be consistent. Be funny, and they'll show up. But I'm just kidding. Bill Burr's one of the best, man. Check him out. It's dope. Before I get started, as always, I want to take the time out to thank each and every last one of you guys for listening to my podcast. I appreciate it. It really means a lot that you guys take time out of your busy day to listen to little old me. It means a lot. So please tell a friend, tell a coworker, tell somebody. Let them know about the podcast. All right, we're going to get started here with my milestones. He's back. The boy is back in town. He's taller. I mean, he's older. He's wiser. He's speaking a lot more. Long sentences. He's asking questions. It's insane. He's had so much growth. Being around those other kids for the summer has really brought him out of his shell. I mean, let's be honest. He was a little weird before. No, I'm kidding. But yeah, being around all those kids, around his family and stuff, it was a great experience for him. My parents loved it, and he got to spend time around my grandmother, which for me is very, very important, man. I love my grandmother to death, and I want him to be around her as much as he can, and she around him. So he had a good time. I know my parents hated to see him go, but he had to come back. He's back, and I mean, he took no time at pretty much destroying the house when he got back. So Yosh Bosh is back, baby, and we missed him. So, man, it's been a crazy 2 weeks. Lots gone on. I mean, the Olympics finally wrapped up, what, a week and a half, 2 weeks ago. Some brilliant performances, man. We saw some crazy races, some upsets. It was a lot of fun. It was a lot of fun. Yes, yeah, the Olympics is a great time, man. It's one of those times where people can actually come together, man. You know, sports, there's something about sports that brings people together. A lot of fun. I had a great time watching it. Some great discussions with people. I feel like that's the one time that every 4 years where we actually all just feel like Americans, you know. It's just like, the Americans bought it home. You know, they don't care what you look like. You got that uniform on. But, you know, there's still people that just can't, they still just can't leave it alone, you know. There's a female fencer of Muslim descent. She stated that she really didn't feel safe in America. And, you know, I see these memes that these right-wing people make. And she goes, they go, oh, you don't feel safe in America? Well, why don't you go to Syria or Iraq or one of these other safe countries and get out if you don't feel safe? And I'm like, really? Didn't the Republican National Convention have a slogan for the entire night of Make America Safe Again? Is that ringing a bell with anybody? Does anyone remember seeing that that entire day? It was nothing but fear-mongering, talking about how unsafe America was, how dangerous it is. It's not like it used to be. And they were clapping and agreeing, and everybody's like, yeah, it's not safe. I'm scared. But then you have a person of color like, hey, I don't feel safe in my country. Get the fuck out. Get out. Get out. Same thing with Make America Great Again. Yeah, it was never great.
What do you mean it was? Get out! Get out!
So it's okay to say that it wasn't great. You just can't say... I mean, it's okay to say it's not great now, but to say that it wasn't great is bad. Right? If that makes any sense, which it doesn't. But overall, man, this Usain Bolt, I mean, the Felix female track runner, I mean, Michael Phelps, the other female swimmer, she was, I can't think of these people's names anymore. They're gone already. I think she's probably one of the most decorated swimmers. I mean, it was just crazy just watching people dominate on that level. The USA team just destroyed everybody. It was great to watch. But yet, Donald said, we never win. We don't win anymore. We just don't win, even though we just fucking cleaned up at the Olympics. And I know it's late, so shout out to all the athletes. I know you're listening. Shout out. Glad to be back. No terrorist attack. That was great. Nothing bad happened. Unless you were Ryan Lochte. Jesus, that was insane. This kid, I know y'all know the story. Where he said he got robbed, and they were like, no, you didn't. You didn't get robbed. Yes, I did. No, I didn't. Yes, you did. I mean, it just turned into a mess, and it turns out that this kid lied, got into a fight with the police, broke some shit in the bathroom, knew he lied, and left his teammates hanging. He jumped on the next thing smoking, and his boys got pulled off a plane. The whole story comes out, and he gets a slap on the wrist. And the media's just like, hey, he's just a kid. It's like, isn't he like 30? But yet you want to call people like Trayvon Martin a grown man because he's over 6 feet tall. But here you have an Olympian representing our country. You know, supposed to be in their best behavior in another country. Getting into a fight with law enforcement, breaking shit in the bathroom. And you're just like, yeah, boys will be boys. Now, I hate when people do this, but I'm going to do it because I'm being a hypocrite right now. Could you imagine? Could you just take the just stop for a second? Could you imagine if a couple of the NBA players, a couple of the basketball players, the USA basketball players, got into a scuffle with police and then lied about it in another country? Could you imagine the shitstorm? Should we even send a team anymore? They should strip their medals. They should lose their contracts. They shouldn't be allowed to even play in the NBA. They're a disgrace. They should be banned. But this kid does it. Hey, man. Do you really want to believe those cops? I mean, come on. Really? Now you want to attack law enforcement in another country? I mean, after all the shit we've gone through here and we're hearing about how people of color don't respect the police, and, you know, we say the police are bad and all this kind of shit, but then you want to disrespect their law enforcement? Man, this is double standards, folks. Double standards. And speaking of double standards, the biggest story that is going on right now, I'm sure we've all heard. Oh, you know what? Before I get into that, let me back up just a little bit. I'm not gonna veer off for too long. I had a great show, run of shows last week. If you guys watch SNL, I opened for Sasheer Zamata here in Charlottesville at the beautiful Jefferson Theater last Monday. It was dope. One of the best shows I've ever been on. The crowd showed up a little late. I guess that's the Charlottesville thing, and I got to meet her. Very, very nice. I mean, very sweet young lady. She went to UVA here in town. This is her story. She gets hit by a car, gets a settlement, says, fuck this, I'm going to New York. I'm going to start comedy. She was already doing like comedy improv here. Goes to New York, is killing it there, gets picked up by SNL a few years later, and now she's like a huge star. Every reason to be, you know, arrogant. Let's be honest. She's accomplished a lot. She had every reason to be, you know, somewhat big-headed and kind of blow me off and not talk to me. So nice. Her dad came to the show. It was adorable that her dad was there. She, just really, really nice. Great material. She killed. Everybody loved it. She took pictures with all the fans. Her professors came out. You know, some old college buddies came out. They took pictures with her. She talked to everybody. I mean, just a class act. So shout out to Sashir Zameda. Best of wishes to you and everything. And you know, I can't wait to get to that level one day. But, I mean, she just handled it like a pro. And she said something that was very astonishing to me. And when you first hear it, you might go, that's kind of cocky. But when you think about it, it's like, God damn it, you're right. So at one point in the night, I was like, man, did you know, you're on SNL. I was like, was there ever a time where you thought, like, could you have ever imagined this earlier in your life? And she goes, yeah, I could. She's like, this is what I always wanted. And I was just like, shit, that's the attitude to have. She said, yes, I could. I did see it. That's what I saw for myself. And she got it. You rarely ever hear people say that, because I think initially it might throw people off. But damn it, she had her eyes, you know, her goal set on something, her eye on the prize. She was like laser beam focused on something, and she got it, folks. So good on her, and best of wishes to her. All right. Then I ate shit the next night at my open mic, and I wanted to put the biggest gun in my mouth and just blow every piece of my brain out. It was awful. I hated that show. But we'll be back there at the Southern September 14th. And I picked up a new room, the Ante Room downtown, September 12th. If anybody in Charlottesville is listening, showtime is at 8 o'clock. All right, so moving on to the big story. The big thing that's going on right now in America, okay? Now, I don't know where this kid thinks he lives, okay? I don't know who he thinks he is. You might have heard of him. Some privileged, grew up privileged, to well-to-do white parents. I mean, this kid has had everything handed to him. He's made millions of dollars. And how dare he talk about how corrupt America is, how fucked up things are in this country, and things need to change. I can't believe that Donald Trump would ever say something like that about America after all we've done for him. I'm sorry, that's not Donald Trump. I'm talking about Colin Kaepernick, everybody. The I think soon to be backup quarterback for the San Francisco 49ers. He is refusing to stand for the national anthem before games. And again, how dare he? How dare he, as a citizen, exercise his First Amendment right to free speech? In this, how dare he? How dare, especially with all the money he's made, how dare he? Isn't that funny? That people love, that was some of the first comments about Donald Trump, man. About how they just love how he spoke his mind. He spoke his mind, and they loved the fact that this dude had money and he could not be bought. He was going to speak the truth. And here you have a sports figure pretty much in the same boat, speaking his mind, a lot of money, and they're like, how dare you, get the fuck out of our country. What are you doing? How dare you disrespect our veterans, our flag like that? I don't get it. And it's coming from the right. The people who are all about free speech and they hate this PC culture. Well, this is very un-PC. This is not a popular thing to do, to not stand for the national anthem. This is like almost the definition of it. This is one of the most un-PC things you can probably do. And they don't like him for it. It's like, what do you want? This is what you wanted, right? You wanted people to speak their minds. You want people to be not PC. And here we go. You got it and you don't want it, because it's not what you want to hear. You should be embracing it. I don't think it's disrespecting veterans. It's not. It's something I wouldn't do, but I don't think it is. That's why we put that uniform on, to defend the Constitution of the United States. Okay, to give you the right to do that. Every person of color that's ever put on that uniform defended a white supremacist right to assemble and protest and call them a nigger. Just like every white person who's put that uniform on has, and you know, they've given every person of color the right to assemble and call them racial slurs, honky, cracker, peckerwood. I can go on forever, folks. I don't, but I. We defend those people's, discussing people's right to carry a sign around that says, God hate fags. You don't have to agree with it, but you goddamn, you need to respect it. Where was this? I mean, where were these people at when Kim Davis was refusing to sign marriage licenses? Why won't they telling her to shut up and just do her job like they're telling him to shut up and do his job? And he's really just proving their point by saying, you know, and the thing is, he never said that he was oppressed. He said people of color are oppressed. We got a lot of stuff going on in this country that's, it's unacceptable. And it's true. I listened to Donald Trump's immigration speech last night. That's all he did for an hour was trash America. How incompetent everybody was. How this was terrible. This is bad. We're being murdered by illegal immigrants. He named four people. And I feel like a complete dick by even doing this. But that's not a lot of people. And the only reason why I say that is because if someone on the other side gave an example of police brutality being out of control and police are killing everybody, and you gave me four, and I gave you four examples, the same people who think that four people being killed by illegal immigrants is too much would turn around and talk about how there's so many different interactions. There's millions of interactions with police every day, and it's not a big deal. Four, that's not a lot of people. I mean, if you look at the percentages, four, that's not it. The four people killed by police, that's nothing. But four people killed by illegal immigrants, that's like, we got to end that shit today. That is just way too many. But you're okay with police killing people, unarmed people? And I'm not. And I'm talking about the real shit. I don't get involved with all this gray area shit. I'm talking about when you see video of police fucking murdering people, okay? There's certain cases, I look at that video, I'm like, that motherfucker was asking for it. I'm going to be honest. I don't jump on all that shit, okay? I don't. I'm only speaking for the cases of where this shit was a straight up cold-blooded on video murder. When white people are killed, we need to, you know what I'm saying? When white people are killed, it is the end of the world, especially by people of color. It is, we need to change it quickly when that happens. But should we really be talking about illegal immigrant on American crime, or should we be talking about American and all-American crime? Let's talk about that. Does that sound familiar? At all? Let's not talk about that. Let's talk about Americans killing Americans. Now, that's a problem. If we address that first, then we can talk about police killing. But see, I don't even really. I'm not righteous in saying that. You know, I'm using it as an argument to say, when you do that to us, it's not fair. Like I don't see how people can really even say things like, well, what about black on black crime? What about that? Well, you worry about police. You only care when police kill black people. What about black on? I feel horrible for even saying that about those four people. Like, well, we shouldn't even worry about it. That's not a big deal. That's because I really care about people. If you can say something like, well, what about black on black crime? And you really just don't have any sympathy or empathy. You really don't for people of color, man. You just don't. Now, Kaepernick, is he wrong? No. Is he right? I don't know. Is it his right? Yeah. Again, personally, not something I would do, but I support him in his protest, because that's his right as a citizen. He has a right to say it. And I've told people this. It's just like, you know, standing up for the national anthem isn't what makes America great. Okay? It's not. It's having the right to stand up or not stand up. To me, that's what makes this country great. Having the choice whether or not you want to stand. Because that shit ain't happening in North Korea. Kim Jong-un just killed somebody in his cabinet a couple days ago for having bad posture. This motherfucker wasn't sitting right and got his shit just ended. It's like, I don't like that. Cut his head off. I mean, is that where we headed, people? Is that what you want? I'm pretty sure y'all saw the footage when Kim Jong-un died and they were doing their funeral procession and they were like, they had the cameras going up and down the street. Man, those people were faking so hard like they gave a shit because they knew if that camera caught them not crying hard enough, it was over for them and their entire families. They knew it was over. That's why people want to come here, man, because you can say what you want to say. Obviously within reason, but other countries don't have that shit, man. That's what makes us great. The fact that you don't have to stand for our national anthem. Yeah. And I want to end on this question. Why is it okay for white Republican people to badmouth the government, to badmouth our country, actually pick up arms up against federal agents, the agencies, and call themselves a patriot, or they come across as patriotic? But if a person of color has anything negative to say about our country, we need to get the fuck out. Why is that? There's a show. That's a show. I'm out.